请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始祷告会。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our prayer session.
唱诗358首。
Please sing hymn 358. Today has been our spiritual convocation.
这个灵恩就是要在神的恩典上有长进。
Which means that we must grow in our spirit in these convocations.
所谓在恩典上有长进，就是要用新的恩典来取代旧的恩典。
And when we grow in the grace of God, we have to replace our old grace with new grace from God.
神没有改变。
God does not change.
他的能力跟慈爱没有改变。
His love for us and his strength for us have not changed.
我每一次对神的能力跟慈爱的体验就是一种恩典。
And every time we feel and experience his mercy and grace for us.
每一次我们回想以前属灵的经验。
That's a blessing. And every time we ponder about the experience we've had in the past.
我们都有一个感觉。
We have a feeling.
虽然我们人生有很多的问题。
Even though we have a lot of problems,
但是到最后我们还是走过去。
But we still solve each one of them.
这是神的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
所以过去的经验会我们变成我们现在的力量。
And from our past experience will become our strength today.
我们往前看，可能我们人生会有很多的困难。
If we look forward, we may see a lot of obstacles.
所以很多人会觉得很害怕。
Many people will be fearful of our future.
很忧虑。
Very wary of our future.
但是神这么多的恩典帮助我们走过几十年信仰的道路。
But if you ponder in the past, God has guided our footsteps for the last so many years.
神也会用丰盛的恩典帮助我们来走完我们前面的道路。
So likewise, God shall continue to help us through His grace and blessings for us to walk in the future.
怎么让我们生活充满神的恩典？这是我们需要思考、追求的一件事情。
How can we fill our lives with the grace of God? And this is something we must ponder about.
今天下午第一节聚会，王传道在提到要听道、要行道。
In the first session, Preacher Huang was telling us that we must, after listening the words of God, we must practice it.
我们在所行的事上就必得福。
And in our doing of the good deeds of God, we shall receive. That is the first method of receiving God's blessing.
就是每一个听到的道理，我们都把它行出来。
That is, we practice everything we hear.
那第二个方法
，The second method of receiving His blessing，
要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with His Holy Spirit。
如果我们得圣灵
，If we received His Holy Spirit，
而且又被圣灵充满
，And if we are filled with His Spirit，
我们生活就会充满神的恩典。
Then naturally our lives will be filled with His blessings。
所以要得到神的恩典，其实并不是很困难。
It is。Actually, not difficult to gain God's blessings.
那困难在哪里？
But where are the difficulties?
困难在我们本身。
The difficulties lies within us.
就是我们听到道理，我们愿意不愿意把它行出来？
After you hear a sermon in the words of God, are you willing to practice and carry it out in your daily living?
那困难在于我们得到圣灵，我们是不是愿意追求被圣灵充满？
What's difficult is that after we receive the Holy Spirit, are we willing to be guided and be filled by the Holy Spirit?
如果我们愿意行道，又愿意被圣灵充满，我们天天都有神的恩典。
If we are willing to practice the words of God and we are willing to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will experience God's blessing every day.
那为什么说被圣灵充满对我们来讲是一种困难。
So why is it that we say that it's difficult for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
因为要被圣灵充满，我们需要祷告。
Because in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must pray first.
这就比较困难了。
That there lies some difficulty in that.
特别在我们真耶稣教祷告要跪下来。
Especially in our church, True Jesus Church, we practice kneeling down to pray.
而且我们是祷告二三十分钟。
And actually, we pray for at least 20 or 30 minutes at a time.
对有一些人来讲，这是困难。
To many people, this may be difficult.
所以有的人每一次祷告他都不放过。
Sometimes people do not let go of any opportunity to pray. Because these people realize that as an opportunity for them to receive precious grace from God.
对有一些人啊, 每一次祷告会, 他就找机会啊,
but there are those who have all the excuses in the world to not participate in prayer sessions.
因为他觉得这个很难过,
because to them, that's a difficult task.
所以每一个人对祷告的态度不一样,
every one of us have different attitudes towards prayers.
我们早期的真耶稣教会啊, 真的整个教会充满神的恩典,
in the earlier time of True Jesus Church, the church was filled with the grace of God.
就是使徒行传第二章, 被圣灵浇灌, 被圣灵充满, 一种 等于说重新再显现出来,
in the apostolic time, we can see that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were filled with the blessing, the grace of God.
那我们早期的真耶稣教会，祷告很多。
In the earlier time of our True Jesus Church's history, the members prayed quite a bit.
有时候聚会差不多讲到一半，祷告一半。
Oftentimes, their services would be half being sermon and half being prayer.
那个时候有一些工人也不是经过很专业神学的训练，所以道理也不是讲得很深。
The workers of God at the time did not go through any theological formal trainings, so their sermons weren't very deep.
但是祷告很多，大家被圣灵充满，对神的体验很清楚，很活泼，很有力量。
But they prayed a lot, and as a result, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were very empowered by God.
有一个倾向啊，道理越听越多，但是祷告越来越短。
So now there's an occurrence that we listen to the sermons of God more, but we pray less.
但是这个也可以有时好的，但是也可以讲也有一点缺点。
There are pros with this, but there are also the negatives with this.
道理越听越多，所以我们的知识越来越多。
Of course, when we listen to the words of God more, we will gain more wisdom.
但是因为祷告越来越少，所以我们体验也越来越少。
However, if we pray less and less, then our experiences in God will be lessened.
所以灵恩会有机会让我们很深入长一点祷告，这是好的。
So in spiritual convocations, we see that as an opportunity to spend more time in prayers. This is a good thing.
我们早期的灵恩会都有禁食祷告。
In the earlier days, when in spiritual convocations, we encourage the fasting prayers.
那我们现在在教会好像禁食很少被讲，那讲的都很注意，是不是有人被触犯了？
But nowadays, a lot of times we have to be very careful in this subject because we don't want to offend anyone. We don't seem to fast as much as before.
其实五六十年前的生活是很简单的。
50 or 60 years ago, life was simple.
我们现在吃的什么都有,
but today we have
很丰富,
everything that there is to have, we eat very abundantly.
但是早期的工人跟信徒常常禁食,
but in the earlier workers of God in church at the time, they fasted a lot.
但是我们现在，我们想想看，我们最后一次禁食是什么时候？
But today, in today's time, can you think of the last time that you fasted in prayer?
越来越难禁食。
That causes us more difficulty in fasting prayer.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
所以如果我们要被圣灵充满,
so if we would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们要祷告,
we have to pray.
如果祷告还没有办法被圣灵充满, 要禁食。
And after our prayers, we're still not filled with the Holy Spirit, then we must fast.
神的应许就在那里。
Because that is God's promise.
但是我们需要去努力追求, 就会得到。
We have to put in our efforts and strive for it, then we will attain our goal.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四章，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。这个地方讲第一次圣灵降临。Here
records the first time that the Holy Spirit came down.
好像风吹过。It
was described as a sudden wind blowing by.
又好像火降下来。
Also, it was depicted as fire.
哦，风有能力，火有热量。
The wind has power and fire has heat.
但这都是属灵的。
And these are all depictions of the Holy Spirit.
所以当这个圣灵大有能力降在我们中间,
so when the Holy Spirit descend upon us,
是有风的, 是有力量的,
you can feel the power and the strength like the wind.
当圣灵降在我们中间, 是有火的, 是有热量的,
when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, we can feel it, we can feel the heat like the fire.
那一个教会如果充满着能力, 充满着热气, 这个教会整个就复兴起来了。
So if a church is filled with strength and filled with zeal, then this church will prosper.
所以一个复兴的教会需要从祷告开始。
A prosperous church must start from putting efforts in prayers.
圣灵大大浇灌在他们中间。
And the Holy Spirit then will be showered down upon everyone.
好像大风吹过, 好像火焰显在中间。
Like the powerful wind blowing by, and also the fire with the heat.
那第四节, 他们都被圣灵充满。
So verse 4 says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵充满带来的果效是什么?
So what does the Holy Spirit bring in its fruit?
我们如果从 第二章的 14节开始。
If we look at chapter 2, starting from verse 14,
彼得就站起来讲道。
Peter stood up and spoke the words
37节,
of God. 37.
众人听见这个被直接的就被扎心了。
And when Peter, when people heard his words, they were cut to the heart.
然后在41节,
verse 41,
有3000个人受洗。
And 3,000 were baptized.
这个是圣灵的能力在感动人。 在扎针的心，所以这么多人洗礼。
Through the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, people were cut to the heart and were inspired to be baptized.
所以我们在准备这个灵恩布道会，最重要一件事情一定不可以忘记，就是要祷告被圣灵充满。
So in our preparation for the spiritual convocation, the most important thing that we shouldn't forget is to prepare in our prayers.
使讲的人有能力，使听的人被感动。
So that the speaker have the power of God, so the listener can be inspired by God.
甚至连唱诗班也是一样。
This would have also applied to our choir.
诗歌有美感，也有灵感。
The voice of our choir would have harmony, but also would have spiritual connotation.
美感是练出来的。
It would be pleasing to the ear because through practices.
但是灵感是圣灵充满的一种能力出来的。
But when people are inspired by the choir, then that's through prayer and that's through God.
所以真的能够感动人的一种献诗，不但要练习，还要祷告。
So if you would like to offer hymns that can inspire people, not only do you need to practice singing, you also have to pray.
这样就不但有美感，还有灵感，能够感动人，甚至让人流眼泪。
That way, your voices will not only be pleasing to the ears, but also be pleasing to people's hearts.
所以整个教会圣功的兴旺是从祷告开始的。
So therefore, whether the church is prosperous or not has to do with the efforts put in prayers.
那43节。
Verse 43.
说有许多的使徒又行了许多神迹奇事。
And apostles at the time performed many wonders and miracles.
大家被圣灵充满，充着神的爱。
Everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit and was filled with the love of God.
彼此相爱，凡物共用。
They loved one another and mutually encouraged one another.
大家都常常在殿里，在家里一起欢喜，诚实用饭。
And they were in the temples of God at their homes to break bread and worship God.
对，整个教会好像一个大家庭。
So that the entire church at the time was like a big family.
这个第二章第一节开始。
This all was described in Acts chapter 2.
就是圣灵降临当中，圣灵充满在大家的心里面。
Describes the first time when the Holy Spirit came down and that it filled everyone at the time.
那41节说3000个人。
Verse 41 is said that 3,000 people.
46节说同心合意。
Verse 46 it says that they were all in one accord.
有时候一个家庭啊，三个人、五个人，你都很难同心。
Sometimes we know that it's already very difficult for a family of three or four to be one accord in heart. Everyone has their own opinions.
3,000个人要同心，这怎么做？
But how can you have 3,000 people? Be one accord in heart.
这需要圣灵感动。
That has to be the working of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵感动大家的心，都有基督的心，就同心了。
When God through His Spirit inspires everyone, then we all have the Lord's heart.
这是教会同心的一个关键，要被圣灵充满感动。
This is a pivotal point in our church if our church wants to be prosperous.
所以我们今天教会圣工要发展，要回到使徒行传第二章来看怎么做。
So in order for our San Jose church to be able to advance and grow, we have to look back to the example of Acts chapter 2.
计划是需要的。
We need to plan.
但是计划不能够取代《使徒行传》第二章。
But proper planning cannot take over or overtake what's described in Acts chapter 2.
就是大家祷告求圣灵，被圣灵充满。
That is everyone putting in efforts to be filled with the Holy Spirit and in our prayers.
这样这个圣工就会开始拓展出来。
Only by doing that, then our holy work will prosper.
那到第六章啊，这个教会开始事情多了。
And chapter 6 starts to describe many things are happening in the church.
所以有一些做得不好，就有人才开始发怨言。
So at the time, people were started to complain about some of the faults that they see.
那么他们就要拣选人来做工作。
And they wanted to also select workers of God.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 3.
要从你们间拣选七个有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人。
And they wanted to choose seven men those who are full of wisdom in the spirit of God.
这是做圣工的条件。
That was the criteria of being the worker of God.
那这三个都有关系的。
And they all relate to one another.
那这个三个的关系是主要是从圣灵充满来的。
And all of them relate to the fact that you have to be filled with Holy Spirit.
如果一个人被圣灵充满,
If a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit,
神就会赐给他属灵的智慧。
God will grant that person spiritual wisdom.
因为这个圣灵是智慧的灵，是谋略的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom.
所以这个智慧是从圣灵来的。
Wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit.
那如果被圣灵充满,
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们人这个个性会改变,
your character shall change,
会结圣灵的果子,
you shall bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit,
那就有好名声,
then you will have naturally good reputation.
所以一个人要服侍神，在教会要承担重要的圣工，一个非常重要的条件就是要被圣灵充满。
So therefore, if a person who likes to be the worker of God, who wants to be heavily used by the church, that person must very important to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不只是得圣灵，要被圣灵充满。
Not only just to have the Holy Spirit, but also to be filled with the Spirit of God.
就是喜欢祷告，常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
That means this person shall love to pray, often prays, and be filled with the Spirit.
这个是一个人要服侍神一个最基本的一种开始。
And this is the basic criteria that we must work on if we would like to work for God.
那我们从斯提凡来看，什么叫做被圣灵充满？
So from Stephen, the Bible character Stephen, let's look at what does it mean by being filled by the Spirit.
因为有时候我们常常觉得圣灵充满就是祷告很大声，身体震动很厉害。
Oftentimes we interpret being filled with the Holy Spirit by a person's volume of prayer or how much he shakes when he prays.
不错，刚刚得圣灵会有这种感觉。
Indeed, when a person first receives the Holy Spirit, that may be the signs of that person being filled with the Spirit.
但是更重要是圣灵在我们身上充满以后会有一个工作的表现。
However, more importantly, we are filled with the Spirit will guide us in our doings and in our works.
先看第八节的第一句话。
Let's look at verse 8.
斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行的大奇事跟神迹。
It says, Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
所以这个圣灵充满，我们祷告会有能力，祷告会有能力，恩典就会降临。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then you shall have God's power. And when you have God's power, then there are works of wonders.
所以每一个信徒啊，如果我们被圣灵充满，祷告就会有体验。
Every member of our church, and if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will experience God in your prayer.
我们家庭，我们本身就会有很多神的恩典。
and in your family, you can experience a lot of wonder and grace of God.
这个就是圣灵充满一个证据。
Because that is a confirmation of being filled by the Spirit.
就是祷告有能力，很多体验。
That you shall have power and you shall have many experiences from God.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
十节。
Excuse me, verse 10.
斯蒂凡，你智慧跟圣灵说话，众人挡不住。
But they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke.
所以最好的讲道是什么样的讲道呢？
What's the best kind of sermon that you can give?
就是被圣灵充满，圣灵感动我们讲出来的。
That is the words that you're delivering are inspired by by the spirit of God.
这里说起智慧跟圣灵讲话。
And that you're actually speaking through the wisdom of the spirit.
所以圣灵充满会赐给我们属灵的口才。
So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that you shall be eloquent because that's a gift from the Spirit.
那我们在做见证啊，神会感动我们讲出应该讲的话。
When you're making testimonies, then God will inspire us so that we can speak the right words.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
在公会里坐的人定睛看他，见他面貌好像天使的面貌。
All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw his face was like a face of an angel.
我们人的心啊，大部分都表现在面貌上面。
A lot of times you can see a person's heart through their expression.
忧虑有忧虑的貌，喜乐有喜乐的貌。
You can tell if a person is weary, or happy just by looking at that person.
但是当一个人被圣灵充满
，But when a person is filled by the Spirit of God,
他的面貌就像天使。
That person's expression is angelic.
非常平安，非常喜乐。
Very peaceful and very joyful.
不一定很漂亮，但是像天使。
That person not necessarily will look very handsome or pretty, but would be very peaceful.
所以有时候我们看那个学生联会啊，那个学生啊，祷告祷告哦，到最后要结束的时候，每个人看起来就，真的面貌像天使。
That's why a lot of times in student spiritual convocations, after the youth would pray a lot after a convocation, you can see from their faces that they have a glow of angelic glow to them.
所以这个最吸引人的面貌不是化妆品出来的。
So the most attractive face that you could put on are not is not a face filled with cosmetic enhancements.
圣灵充满所表现一种内在的平安跟喜乐，那种像天使的面貌。
But rather, it's a face that it's filled by the angelic glow that you have received from God by being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们看五十四节。
Let's look at
第七章
chapter 7.
五十五节
Chapter 7, verse 55.
但是斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀。
But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to the heaven. And saw the glory of God.
所以圣灵充满就是属灵，有属灵的眼光。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit also means that you have a set of spiritual eyes.
那就看见神的荣耀。
That you can actually see the glory of God.
所以石头打下来，他也没有埋怨。
So that when he was being stoned at the time, he did not have a complaint.
所以圣灵充满的人是有属灵的眼光。
And when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit, that person also have spiritual eyes.
那这样的话，受苦也没有关系啊。
And with that, you will be able to suffer for Christ.
我们看最后第七章。
Lastly, chapter 7.
六十节。
Verse 60.
有跪下来大声喊说：“主啊，不要将这个罪归于他们。”
Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold the sin against them."
圣灵充满就会爱仇敌啊。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you shall be able to love your enemy.
我刚刚第一节正道有在讲啊，有到教会里面来啊，讨厌看到这个，不喜欢看到那个。
We mentioned previously today that sometimes people come to church, and they find a lot of enemies and a lot of people that they don't like to see.
但是等我们被圣灵充满。
But however, when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
就不会有这样的感觉。
That's not going to happen.
我们怜悯别人的软弱。
We will have mercy on other people's weaknesses.
我们同情人的犯罪。
And we will have compassion on other people's
wrongdoings. 我们可以赦免别人对我们的过犯。
And we will be able to forgive other people's wrongdoing against us.
因为主的爱充满在我们里面。
Because we are filled by the love of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在联合会，我们需要来努力的追求大家被圣灵充满。
So that is why it's very important for us to strive to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
使我们教会圣公会发展。
so that our holy work of our church may be benefited.
我们的灵性会往上提升。
So that our we may elevate our spirituality.
我们的体验会活泼。
And so that we will have a lot of experiences from God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's pray together.
一点到五点四十。
We'll be praying until 5:40.
如果我们要求圣灵接受按手祷告求恩典呢，请我们到前面来。
If you'd like to receive laying hands or you'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forth.
我们一起来祈祷。